Okay, further to my audio boom about coffee, I went to Costa today, and I had a decaf black Americano with cream on top, and it's actually really nice, and I compared it to the caffeinated version, and it tasted completely different, which is vaguely interesting, I suppose. I mean, really, really different, like a different drink, as opposed to just the same drink without caffeine. So further to my coffee thing, I'm going to have a commentary and a kind of lesson on how to make coffee that isn't your normal instant malarkey. So here we go. So what are we doing?
I've just opened the packet. We're having decaf because it's late at night. And I'm Fee, for those who don't know. Now, smell that.
Okay. God. It's quite full on. It's nice though. What is this coffee?
This is the decaf that you brought.
What's it called?
It was Colombian, wasn't it?
Yes, Waitrose Colombian.
Hmm.
Okay. So the kettle's boiled.
Yeah, it's boiling.
So what do you do, where do you put that coffee?
My big cafetiere jug, which is here.
Brilliant.
It's a metal one. You saw that one, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay, and how much does this hold? 2 cups?
I think they say 4 or 6 or something.
Really?
But they're like really small cups, and I'm a chav, so I've only got mugs. Spoonfuls in, I think.
Teaspoons?
No, it's a measuring tablespoon.
Okay. Should I pause this until the kettle's finished boiling, or...?
Clothes peg and put that on this coffee.
Is that like a washing peg?
Stop it!
Don't you have a coffee receptacle to put that in, or...?
No. I suppose I could, but I don't.
I got a spare one if you want one.
Have you?
Mm.
Oh, thank you. What is it? An old instant jar?
Not at all. I wash your mouth out with stuff. It's wicked. An old instant jar. I barely drank coffee until I met you.
Oh.
Well, me and my mum used to have the odd Nescafé.
Wash your mouth out?
Yeah, but I was young and unafraid. Made and used and wasted.
What, you were? Or your dreams?
My dreams. So the kettle's boiled, hence the stopping of the rumbling.
Yeah, I stopped it slightly early so that we wouldn't have completely boiled water.
Is that the key? Is that a key? Is that one of the keys to the...
Yeah.
Not boiling it completely?
Yeah, okay. Or if you do by mistake, just leave it for a few seconds.
All right.
And now I'm going to pour water into the...
Cafetiere. Do you use a liquid level indicator or any such device?
No.
Just checking.
What do you use that for?
Use your finger.
Yeah. Do you?
Use what?
A level indicator.
No. I use my tongue.
Yeah, right. Imagine that. That could be really painful.
Oh, gosh. Now use my finger. The tap's dripping.
Oh, sorry. Wasn't there about the tap dripping?
I stay clear of Sue Townsend when I can.
Do you?
Yeah. I read that when I was in the first year at school. Because I asked Miss Calder about something that pertained to puberty, and she got all embarrassed and said, "Oh, read this."
Oh, right.
And she gave me Adrian Moore.
Oh, right.
I've read it to Osman, talking of Osman.
Yeah.
I could see print enough to read that then.
Yeah.
Quite amusing. Great pastoral care. Read a book, read a piece of fiction, that'll sort you out. Great.
Right, you're going to tell them about this bit for the cat.
Yeah, there's a plunging device. So it's basically a vertical handle that looks a bit like a Van de Graaff generator, but maybe it doesn't. A tiny bit. And it's on a circular thing that travels up and down. Squeaky.
It's actually the plunger that travels up and down.
The plunger travels up and down, okay.
And that's the lid that stays on top of the jug.
All right. And it's on a whisk. This is really confusing, isn't it? The spiral thing, the metal thing, that's like a whisk, isn't it? Like a coil.
I suppose, yeah. That goes all the way around the circumference of the plunger and is just above on top
of it. But I'm sure the people, my 9 followers, have seen one before. If they're that intrigued, they can go and look at one.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to bore them to death. Everyone's probably taking overdoses as we speak because they're so bored.
Maybe.
Don't do it.
So I've put this on top, and if you have a look now, BJ.
Right. Oh, where are we looking? Oh, okay. Oh, it's sticking in the air, the handle.
Yeah.
Right. So at what point do you plunge?
I just give it a few minutes now. Leave it to brew for a few minutes.
So do I pause this then?
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye for now.
There we go. Okay. Right, there we go. We're recording again.
Okay. Come and
plunge.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just press it down.
Yeah, but you know.
How many
gently,
times?
Just once.
It's a little.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, it's quite nice.
No, don't lift it up and do it again like a child.
Okay. Just the once, yeah?
Yeah.
What does that do, the plunging motion?
Well, now, that round thing that you touched with the springy bit above it is at the bottom and all the coffee granules are below it.
I'm with you. So what about filter paper? What's that about?
There isn't any in here.
What does it do?
The filtery thing is that sort of...
Plunging thing.
Plungy bit, yeah.
Oh, so when I bought those cups the other day...
With filter paper in.
That's the equivalent of a plunge.
That's instead, yeah.
Instead of a plunge.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So we just have to go to the pouring now, I guess.
Yes.
I'll step out of your way.
Yeah, but if you come to this side of me there, the cooker, then you get the sound of the pouring.
Right. And the fridge. That's going everywhere. Over my foot. That was splendid. Ouch. Wow.
Whoops.
Should I try that again?
Yeah. You get some kitchen rolls.
Yeah.
Sort that out, please.
Wow.
Oh, the lid's not on properly.
Not me.
No, it wasn't you. Actually, I've remembered now that there is a bit of a problem with the lid on this one.
Excellent. Here's the kitchen roll. Where is it?
It's on the floor mainly, and here.
Oh my gosh, there's coffee everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
There's coffee everywhere, so coffee. What? Wow.
Whoops.
How's work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or Monday. Oh wow. Ollie, don't keep the coffee and stuff. Wow, that was spectacular.
Yeah, it was.
Still recording, by the way.
I know.
There you go.
What are you going to call it? How not to make coffee?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good job we didn't go to that cocktail bar.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Wow. I'll have another cheap glass of wine at that Chinese.
That was awful wine. It really was dreadful. Right, now, I'm just going to have it black, but you wanted some coffee, mate, didn't you?
No, it sounds pretty grim. I'll just have it black.
Really?
Is it grim?
What coffee, mate?
Because I normally have black coffee.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, apart from when I have cream on top.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have it black, see what it's like.
Right, I'm just going to go and get the custards.
Custard? Did you say custard?
No. Coasters. I just said custards in a stupid voice.
So how does one conclude an audio boom like this?
I don't know, it's your boom.
But I'm not a professional...